From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a victory over the Islamic State in Iraq. The Baghdad government has pronounced the provincial capital Ramadi recaptured from Islamic State fighters, ending an offensive that began in mid-November. It represents Baghdad's most significant victory over the IS group since it came on the scene in force 18 months ago. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday commended Iraq for its U.S.-backed victory.
While there's still clearly a lot of work to be done to reclaim all of Ramadi and the remaining portions of Ramadi and fully secure the city, and while these operations will take time, Iraqi forces' gains in the city are dealing a significant blow to ISIL and exemplify the capability of Iraqi security forces and the effect of coalition air power when working in conjunction with skilled partners on the ground.
The Iraqi officials say they must now wipe out pockets of resistance and clear the city and its surroundings of mines and booby traps. Casualty figures are unclear. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said 2016 will be the year the IS group is driven from his country. In northern Nigeria, the horrific death toll in insurgent attacks continues, with dozens killed, perhaps as many as 80, and scores wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant group. In and near the Borno state capital, Maiduguri, early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 others in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, about 150 kilometers southeast in Adamawa State. The attacks are viewed by some analysts as a setback for President Muhammadu Buhari, who was elected in May, on promises of eliminating the Boko Haram threat. An army counteroffensive has recaptured most territory held by the militant group. This is VOA News. A Russian vessel carrying more than 11,000 kilograms of low-enriched uranium has left Iran for Russia, part of the July International Nuclear Agreement with Iran, a development hailed by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as a significant step toward fulfilling Tehran's commitment under the agreement. Regional analyst Ian Lustig of the University of Pennsylvania is not surprised by this development.
The Iranians are fully committed to abiding by the details of this agreement with respect to the nuclear materials. This agreement is not linked to anything else. It was an agreement just about the nuclear capacity, and the Iranians have exploited that fact by honoring the terms of it so as to relieve them of the sanctions and not having to put anything else on the table in the way of political or military cooperation.
Iran is also obligated to remove thousands of centrifuges used to enrich uranium and redesign a heavy water reactor so it cannot be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The U.S. is lauding an agreement between South Korea and Japan that a senior U.S. official said could pave the way for enhanced cooperation on regional threats such as that posed by North Korea's nuclear program. Monday, the two U.S. allies announced a settlement of a decades-long dispute over so-called comfort women who were forced to work as prostitutes for the Japanese military during Japan's occupation of the Korean Peninsula in the first half of the 20th century. A new national poll shows the highest number of Americans dissatisfied with their government's anti-terrorism efforts than at any time since the September 2001 terrorist attacks. Fully 40% of those surveyed by the cable news channel CNN and the Opinion Research Center believe the terrorists are winning the war. Northeastern University's Max Abrams says such a finding is not uncommon.
And the reason why people often conclude that terrorists are winning is because almost regardless of what the outcome of the violence happens to be, observers conclude that that's exactly what the terrorists wanted to happen.
Coming weeks after the Paris and San Bernardino, California attacks, the survey finds three-quarters of Americans critical of the U.S. anti-terror efforts, with about half supporting the sending of U.S. ground troops to battle the Islamic State. Authorities in Burkina Faso have arrested around 20 soldiers for allegedly plotting to free a prominent general from prison who stands accused of staging a coup. A short-lived coup in September by the country's presidential guard led by General Gilbert Diendera, in which transition leaders were taken captive, follows the decision that those allied with ousted President Blaise Compaoré could not run in October elections. Mr. Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising in 2014 after he tried to extend his 27-year rule. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.